podcast time. I'm on Instagram, and they were talking about this new distribution site where they have all, they put you on your playlist, blah, blah, blah. Good shit. And, you know, people are like, no, fuck DistroKid, man. DistroKid sucks, bro. They deleted all of my songs. Did they delete all of your stuff? I mean, let's be real. The only time DistroKid would ever delete your songs if you're not paying the fee, which you niggas are probably not doing. That's why they're deleting your songs. They say, oh, and then I was making over a 250,000 video, and they said that was faking my streams. Okay. My song, Fuck Love, got me at 200 and something monthly listeners for a split second. No fake. It was put on like a bunch of playlists organically. No fake shit. Then it went down. Now, think about it. If I would have promoted it more, did a music video, and organically grew something, the only time, I'm gonna tell you this, if I'm organically growing something, which means I'm marketing, I'm doing interviews, I'm doing all these things, and my distro goes up to, like, let's say 45,000, and then they start deleting my shit and saying that it's fucking fake, then I leave. Most of these motherfuckers are just faking their fucking streams. Remember back in 2018-19 when niggas was trying to find that cheat sheet to fake their streams and fake numbers? And then when DistroKid and Spotify cut that shit off, because they were really much basically stealing money, faking their streams. And as soon as DistroKid and Spotify, because they want to blame the distribution, but not Spotify, and cut that shit off, all of a sudden it's fuck DistroKid and fuck Spotify. I'm going to go on iTunes because you're scamming. That's why. You're scamming. And that's why you're upset, because your scams ain't working. So you want to blame the distro for it. And then I'm going to go to this distro. That's fine. Nigga, I just want my music in the fucking stores. Okay? I know if one thing, if you, let's say, for example, these fools are also taking other people's music, probably, which I know half these niggas probably doing that, but want to act, play innocent, and they want to upload them on DistroKid and Spotify. And I guess these little, you know, sites that they're on kind of encourage that. I'm like, that's kind of stupid. It makes no sense to me, buddy. None of us whatsoever. But hey, like I tell you, DistroKid does do some shit like that to me, because not a lot of people get hit with. That's why people stay on DistroKid, because I'm not getting my music tugged down. I took them down because I chose to. The only problem is when I do take a song off of DistroKid, some of my older shit is still there, even though I down, even though I deleted it. But other than that, nigga, I delete my own shit if I choose to. But you know, I don't believe what people be doing, because it's the same as when people, you know, give bad reviews on things because they don't know how to fucking use them. Or just want to be assholes. If it happens to me, then I'll fucking have my opinion. I'm not going to believe no one else's opinion. I already knew that from jump. Not to believe other people's opinion when it comes down to things. Because they probably doing some shady shit but want to play victim. It's kind of like back in 2005 and 6 when, you know, people on YouTube were making out videos. They didn't have like a lot of views or subscribers. They'll blame YouTube for why they're not getting a lot of fucking subscribers. They'll blame YouTube. YouTube sucks. And that shit was like a lot of fucking goddamn attention. And that's a lot of it because people want to, you know, root for the small creator, even though the small creator is doing that just to get attention. I'm done.